Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for March the 3rd, 2024.
Whoa.
I have so much to share with you. David from Galveston, Texas has written me. I don't know who he is, but he wrote a very, very interesting email, and I want to answer his question here. So I hope that this helps you as well. He says, what is the difference between the human and the divine? That's an interesting idea. And then he goes into his philosophy that the human can ascertain the divine and yada, yada, yada. Well, David, it is not in my experience as a student nor a teacher that my human beingness of Gregory can ascertain, as you put it, the divine. And to most people, the whole idea of the divine does not really exist. Most people don't understand what does it mean to have a human being in there and a sense of the divine all at the same time. And why does basically the human being part of us always win? And that's the real interesting part. So, David, I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. This will not be a thorough treatment of this subject, but maybe it will help a little bit with it. The human is the basic shell that we live in. It is a fleshly body that we have come into that purports to us all sorts of difficulties, pleasures and pain, pleasures and pain, pleasures and pain. And then it turns around and makes then pain and pleasure and pain and pleasure until we get to a certain point where it's all the same to us. Pain and pleasure become one. The human part of us is only interested in its genetic survival. I would have you read Homo Deus and Sapiens. You would probably do well by reading that. Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave, or, Determined. These books will explain to you the biology of our insistence to live our life compelled by the idea of living by impulse. And as long as we live impulsively, then that's going to be the way our life goes. And it's going to be a very difficult life because we're going to be doing those things that undermine us. Here's the divine in us. See, this is the deal. Whether we understand it or not, we all answer to the divine that lives within us. That divine is a matter of the Tao. I call it, I am a person who finds great meaning in the Tao. So for me, it would be the Tao. For other people, it could be whatever. God, consciousness, that would be one. I also kind of gravitate to that. But there is a source. There is a great source. And the divine that lives within you comes from this great source, the Tao, as it is called. And the Tao is just the energetics, the source of where all things emulate from, come from, and mature into this world. The human being of Gregory Penn, cannot comprehend that source called the Tao. I have to go away from Greg. I have to let myself mature past him, step aside as it were, and no longer live my life in the confines of my ego, my vanity, my pride, whatever. I can't be answering to Greg and his impulses for the rest of my life, because if I do, then I miss the significance of what it means to truly live. And when I've lost that significance, that is when things go awry. So, what is the difference? The human is interested in self-preservation. It wants to luxuriate itself. It wants to be important. It wants gratification. It wants the recognition that it thinks it's so important to emphasize the ego. And that ego is what we identify with. It's what we answer to. It is the state of our being. And that is connected, of course, to our pride, and that is connected to our vanity. And on and on and on this stuff goes, and it convolutes us to such a point and absorbs our attention so much that we can't really focus on the divine because we're absorbed by the flesh, the human part of us. So how are we to live with the divine that lives within us? Well, that's something that is the great matter of yourself. You have to find out what that is. Now, for each person, I have found it is different. For me, it might be different than from you. I don't know. I don't know you. But some people, you know, use the divine within them as the form of creativity. Beautiful things are made. Beautiful things are revealed. Beautiful works of art happen. My students, I have so many talented students. They're so beautiful in their creativity. It's amazing to me. And there is that. Can they take it further? Could they go into the divine and maybe identify with it? The trouble is that most of them, once this creation has been made or has been revealed through them, what they do is they take credit for it. And they let their ego absorb what has happened. I of myself can do nothing, said Jesus. It is the Father within me that doeth the work. They're not of that ilk. Most people aren't. They're looking for something to aggrandize themselves. And because this is the way we choose to live, we never truly discover the full Monty of our divinity. We just don't do it. It's just not interesting to us. We must live a very subtle life. If you're going to find the divine, you have to live in the three elements that I teach my students. You have to live simply. To live in such simplicity that you can literally do whatever you do in the day, chop wood, carry water, and find that it actually adds to your spiritual awakening. It's very, very important. The second part of that is, of course, solitude. You have to learn how to live alone with your heart. How to live alone, not seeking diversions. Solitude means I am not diverted easily. I'm not living in the perpetuity of my ego's agenda. I simply am doing what I am doing in consciousness, in awareness. And the last part, which constitutes all of it, is silence. You live in the silence. If you do the first two in the silence and achieve silence by living in the first two, you have done something miraculous with your life. You have transcended your life. And you are no longer living in the confines of the ego that is telling you to live by emotional impulse, which makes us do all sorts of crazy things that oftentimes undermine our health, our well-being, our life. So I hope that helped you. I hope I got that over to you. If you need anything more, you know, David, you can always call me. But if you get what I'm saying, you'll understand there is a difference between the divine and the human. The human cannot tolerate the divine at all. But the divine is very compassionate and tolerant of the human. And that's another subject altogether, isn't it? Gotta go. Thanks for listening, all of you. David, thank you for your beautiful question. I want you all to forgive me. And I'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.